Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Charles in Florida has some question about insulation. How can we help?
Well, wonderful. Well, my wife and I are building a house here in Duval County, and I was being traditionally that's what every house I ever built before I used fiberglass. Well, I've found a website that said give a lot of the negatives of all the different kinds of insulation, and so I thought maybe I didn't want fiberglass, and the builder said to use isonine and spray it on.
Isonine is an excellent product.
And we give the negatives on isonine, too. The bugs that bore in there like to make nests, like yellow jackets and all the wood-boring animals, they like the isonine. And then I found that the sun, if it, any sunlight, direct sunlight gets on it, then it breaks it down quickly. And in every form, even the cellulose supports mildew if it gets wet. And I haven't found anything that I like.
Well, Charles, you're, congratulations on doing all the investigation. Now, are you building this home from scratch?
Well, yeah.
So you're not saddled with anything that's partially constructed. This is not a remodel in any way. It's all totally new, correct?
New house.
All right. Well, if it's a brand new house, I mean, I think isonine is an excellent option, and fiberglass is a fine option as well. It's going to be very, very important that whichever material that you choose, you want to make sure that, for example, in the area of the attic, especially in Florida, that you have more than adequate ventilation, because if you don't ventilate that space, you're going to have a lot of moisture problems. In the wintertime, you'll get condensation. When it gets chilly out, in the summertime, it'll overheat and drive up your air conditioning costs. But I think the most common insulation mistake that folks make when they're building new is they don't put enough ventilation in. In new construction, you want to have continuously open soffits and continuously open ridge vents to make sure you're totally flushing that space with air all the time. You know, if you're concerned about health effects of fiberglass, if it's up in the attic, it's not in your breathing space, nothing to worry about. You mentioned isonine, concerned about breakdown from the sun. Well, it's not an exterior-graded product. It's one that's not going to be exposed to the sun, so that's not a condition for you to worry about. Both of those are excellent products. Both of them will do a great job if they're properly installed and properly ventilated. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, well, we got the roof is on, and it is got ridge vents everywhere there's a ridge.
That's excellent. And you have... do you have soffit vents at the overhangs? Are they perforated soffits all the way around?
Well, I haven't put them on yet. I got the overhangs, but I've not installed the soffits.
Yeah,
I was going to make continuous vented, and two or three people told me I need to break it about every other one, every third one, and make it a solid one.
No, it's not necessary to have any solid soffit materials whatsoever, Charles. I would make it totally ventilated. The entire soffit space should be ventilated. And those panels that are available today that are made of vinyl or aluminum can have, you know, thousands of tiny holes in them. And really, it looks solid from the eye, you know, from the street, but it's perfectly ventilated. It'll let a lot of air in. Because what happens is as the wind blows over your house, the air blows in the soffit, underneath the roof sheathing, and out the ridge. And that's a cycle that repeats 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and takes the moisture out in the winter, which makes the insulation more effective, and takes the heat out in the summer.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.